There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing with the second hour of the weekend edition. Corey, where are we starting out, man?
We have Avi Gilbert on the line with us. Avi from the Elliott Wave Trader. We've had you on before, Avi. We post your weekly synopsis, primarily on the precious metals, mostly every week. I found your title to kick off this week pretty interesting, and that was Silver and Gold. Bulls are starting to question. And Avi, looking at how gold performed this week, very volatile, and then a final big drop-off on Friday, yesterday. It seems like you're right. What else is your model forecasting for gold? Are we going to continue to move down, or is this going to be kind of the bottom that we're hitting here, Avi?
Well, I still don't have any indication that the long-term bottoms have been struck. Especially with this decline, it really has done a number on any potential more bullish pattern that I was even considering. But my primary perspective has been for quite some time that we still have not struck our final bottoms just yet. This drop right here, I don't have a solid pattern in place yet. I'm still watching as it develops. I still don't have a solid pattern in place yet that's telling me I want to short aggressively any more retraces back up. If we begin a move back up from this region, and believe it or not, we can still go another, you know, $50 lower in gold, and still not have a pattern that's taking us to lower lows, and only set us up for one more push higher to retest the highs we just hit before we set up those lower lows. So I'm looking at this so far as a big corrective mess that could just whipsaw people back and forth and make people uneasy on both sides of this trade until we get a good setup for those lower lows.
I'm starting to feel like a bit of a loser in this sense. I didn't think we'd see gold go much below around the 1280 level, and so far it looks like I was wrong on that one. I don't see any fundamental reasons for it going much lower, quite frankly. But, you know, there are so many phantoms out there, black swans for lack of better terms, that this is a hard market to call, Avi.
Until I have good reason to believe that the final lows have been struck, and I have no pattern telling me that the final lows have been struck, I'm still looking for those lower lows. I was hoping we would get it in 2014. Market got way too bearish at the lows, and it prevented us from getting those final lower lows in 2014. So now it looks like maybe sometime this year, and then hopefully by 2016, we can all be happy bulls.
Well, Avi, I have to say, I don't see gold skyrocketing anytime soon. I just don't see the interest in gold right now. I think people are having way too much fun in currencies, conventional markets, even possibly energy, too. But I need to ask you, lower lows, what are some of the next numbers that you have on your targets for how low gold can go?
Nothing has changed on my targets all this time. I mean, in the GLD, which is what my long-term targets have been published for quite some time, a couple of years now, 105 has always been my minimum downside target. There's a very sweet region right at the 198 to 100 region. And if we get an overreaction, you know, we could see 75, as low as 75 on the GLD. And that would be an overreaction type of waterfall drop. I'm not so sure we have any setup. I know right now I have no setup in place to point to that just yet. But, you know, those have been the targets I've had on the market, which I put out even before we topped back in 2011.
Abby, how do you feel about the conventional markets right now? Boy, they're kind of a mystery to me, I have to say.
I love them. You know, I'm still looking for a nice pullback to give me a better indication of where we are in this larger wave degree. My ideal target bottom, we missed by about 14 points. We missed it by about 14 points on this large correction that we were looking for. I think if you remember back in December when I was on, I was saying I'm looking for a bigger pullback now. And that pullback is likely going to set us up for a rally that's going to take us to 2,200 and beyond, potentially. I have targets that potentially could be hit as high as 2,500, depending on how we develop into 2015. But right now, you know, I'm really loving the markets. We've been buying some really nice selected stocks that have really been flying of late. The potential still exists, oddly enough, for one more lower low over the month of February, but the next decline is going to tell me what I need to be doing. You know, we may just be heading right to 2150 on this move as we speak, and then from here we get a pullback maybe, you know, 75, 100 points, and then we're off to 2200 plus. So I'm expecting March to be a really good month for the S&P 500.
Avi, are there any certain sectors or areas within the conventional markets that you're looking at? Because you mentioned that you have picked up some selected stocks. Are you just taking kind of a broad stroke at these, or you must be focused on some areas?
Well, oddly enough, it's not necessarily by area that we're focusing on some of the stocks, but we're actually looking at some of the stocks that have been really beaten up for quite some time, that have some really nice potential on the upside based upon the moves off those lows. So it's more from an Elliott Wave perspective that we've been looking at some really beaten up stocks. We started looking at them back in November, and actually back even in October is where we started tracking them. And as we started seeing the patterns develop, we started moving into them over the last few months during this consolidation.
You know, there are so many opinions out there as to where the market is going to go. Unfortunately, I'm starting to really agree with technicians, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, Doc is uncannily accurate in his stock picks, and he uses nothing but technicals. Obviously a certain amount of fundamentals mixed into that, but primarily technicals. And, you know, Avi, as you said, you've kind of got the house on your side in the sense that your success rate is 60 to 70%. Well, that's pretty darn good. So I don't know. I guess maybe I would have to say that in view of the conventional markets, in spite of the fact that I don't see any fundamental reasons for them to continue to remain strong, I guess I'd have to say that I'm kind of in your camp now.
There's still a bunch of nice stocks that are out there that, you know, are consolidating pretty nicely. You know, one of them that we got in, I mean, I think we almost bought it almost to the penny was Apple. And it really was setting up so nicely. We were hoping to add on to Apple. We bought it in around the 105 region. We were hoping to add on a little bit lower. But, you know, Apple was just another one of the great plays that were out there. You know, a lot of people were just giving up on it. But, you know, we still see potential for Apple in 2015.
Avi, are you essentially this bullish on the conventional market simply because you believe that the Fed has your back, as Gary Savage likes to say?
What the Fed does or what the Fed does not do really does not play into my analysis. My analysis is purely mathematical in nature. You know, what the Fed does or what the Fed does not do does not play into my my expectations.
That's an interesting commentary. You know, that's two very, very different trains of thought there. I'm a firm believer, and again, this is coming from Abby from the standpoint that I really don't know a lot about technicals, but I'm a firm believer, and I'm to the point now where I'm calling them central planners, man. I got to tell you, and I know a lot of people would, you know, like to shoot me for saying that, but they're really controlling what's going on, in my opinion, in the markets right now, and I got to tell you, that's, in, you know, that's some place where I personally think there is a major input going on, for lack of better terms. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information about what Avi Gilbert does, and what he does is very important and very accurate, simply go to our favorite site section, click on his site.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, the conversation that we had with Chris Temple and Doc earlier in the show dealing with this really being a stock picker's market, I think is really relevant to this particular section. And the reason I say that is Brian London introduced us to a company called Natcore Solar Technologies here about, I guess it was about 3 weeks ago, and we all decided to take a shot and we invested in the company. They just closed a $500,000 private placement that was close to them, about 3 weeks ago, I guess. But they have come out with some news since then that really, in our opinion, makes this thing worth taking note of. Again, remember, we are shareholders, and again, remember, we strongly recommend that you go to their website and learn more about this particular company. We're chatting with the president, Charles Pravini. Chuck, you just sent your chief technology officer, Dr. Dennis Flood, who's also a co-founder of Natcore Technologies, to give the opening address at the 6th World Conference on a photovoltaic energy conversion in Kyoto, Japan. That's a pretty big deal because that conference is truly an important international conference, and I think it's a real coup to Natcore and to Dr. Flood to be given that opportunity.
Dennis was invited to go there. He was one of the original founders of that organization many years ago when he was in charge of photovoltaics at NASA. So we're very honored that he went there. And what really made it worthwhile and meaningful for us is it reinforced the fact that we are heading in the right direction with respect to where the industry is going with solar cells. Some of the biggest solar companies in the world were there. They participated not just from the point of view of science, but also of marketing and selling. And the emphasis was just where we're going with our backside contact technology. Dennis actually met with Sharp while he was there, and it reinforced that we're comfortable and confident that we're heading down the right direction where the industry wants to go.
Now, Chuck, the company came out with a press release on January 27th, which we have touched on before, but I think it deserves a little bit more detail because these back contact solar cells, which you were able to manufacture, lower the cost for solar companies and could actually be a benefit to every company out there, couldn't they?
They reduce the cost predominantly through our technology, not just the backside contacts, because we are eliminating one of the big furnaces that are so expensive to manufacture cells. So our technology is a low-temperature manufacturing process, which will dramatically reduce the cost. And by putting the contacts on the back of the cell, you increase the surface area because you're taking all those stripes that are on the top of a solar cell and removing them. So yes, you're talking about two things. One, reducing cost, and two, increasing surface area and power.
Well, you guys are definitely on the right track, and the market is obviously very enthusiastic about Natcore. Now, the private placement, which was completed some time ago, was at 45 cents. As we're recording today, Friday, the stock is trading at 73 cents. So given the fact that we're in a pretty tough market right now, I would have to say that somebody is picking up on a very good idea, Chuck.
I spent 35 years on Wall Street running reasonably large Wall Street firms, and the one thing I do know is that very few people know why stocks go up and down.
But boy, isn't that the truth.
I will tell you one thing, though. The backside contact news release generated a couple calls from equipment manufacturers in Europe. One in particular is a panel manufacturer that specializes in backside contacts. And when they heard about what we did in our technologies, they're looking to help us integrate our technology into their equipment and their proprietary panel manufacturing. They, in essence, buy solar cells from different manufacturers. And I think by working with them, we're going to be able to fast track some of the things that we're now developing with our program. We've exchanged non-disclosure agreements, and I think we're going to have a very good structural partner to help us improve our efficiencies dramatically.
Now, Chuck, would these structural partners bring in, I guess, more intellectual technology into the aspect, or would they just allow you to work closely and maybe more efficiently with some of these larger companies?
What they'll be doing for us is helping us take what we have in the laboratory and putting it on a factory floor. We don't want science projects. We don't want white papers. We want to bring something that can be manufactured and sold. So equipment manufacturers like the one I'm describing will take our technology and help us integrate it into an actual factory line and production line.
Natcor is a very, very interesting company, and given your experience, which we haven't really posted, we haven't really discussed this much, but you do have some very sophisticated and lengthy experience in the financial community centered around Wall Street. Tell us about that, would you?
The first legitimate job that I got after the Naval Academy and the Marine Corps was with a foreign exchange company called Deke Pereira. After several years, I formed Deke Asset Management, Deke Commodities, Deke Securities, and then that was the whole entity was bought initially by Continental Grain and then ultimately by DLJ. So I worked at DLJ in their money management business. I was the president of Ladenburg Thalmann Asset Management, Rodman & Renshaw Asset Management. And what got me into Natcor was Brian London, who's an old dear friend of mine. He approached me to help him with the company. I'd never been involved in a company before. I'd only bought and sold money managers. It took me 2.5 years to do the due diligence on Natcor. After that 2.5 year period, I was convinced enough to change my career because this company is going to make our shareholders a lot of money, and it's going to do some things that change the world. And I've been running it exclusively for the last 7 or so years.
Let's talk about changing the world real quick. What do you mean?
The idea that solar energy is parlor talk right now here in the United States is mostly because energy is so cheap. Solar is the only viable alternative to fossil fuels. Wind energy it doesn't work because there's too many things break down. Converting waste until energy, you're incinerating things that even hurt the carbon, greenhouse gases even more. So solar is a viable, the only viable alternative. And most of the world, Europe, the Middle East, the Far East, are generating and coming up with huge mandates requiring solar to replace some of their more traditional energy sources. And right now, in order to, if you own the technology, you'll own that industry, because the industry has been using old 10, 15-year-old technology that was made in China when the government was subsidizing Chinese solar panels. Now they're no longer doing it. So small technologies do great things right now.
You know, I have to tell you, I do, as I said earlier, have a lot of respect for Brian. Brian's a very astute businessman. He's a good friend. I value that friendship. And given your background, and I would assume the background of your co-founder, I'm looking for a lot of great things to happen to this company. Don't construe any of this as being investment advice. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information on Natcor, simply click on their banner.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with Axel Merck right now. We're going to talk about gold. Axel will be doing, and his colleagues will be doing a webinar, which we're going to be talking about. They'll be doing that webinar later this month, specifically focusing on gold. But, you know, we had a bit of an interesting situation, Axel, in the gold market yesterday. As you are aware, gold took a bit of a tumble. Surprised me a lot. I mean, it wasn't huge, $30 or thereabouts, but that did surprise me. I didn't see that happening. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we had a non-farm payroll report, an unemployment report that was by many measures stronger than many people expected, and so the rate hiking cycle is back on the table. And if you look at gold, it's a piece of brick, right? The beauty about a piece of brick is it's simple, it's beautiful, but it doesn't pay any interest. Well, it's great to pay no interest when you put your cash in the bank, you get negative interest, meaning when the purchasing power is being eroded with inflation, when real interest rates are negative. And so the competition, one of the competitions for gold is that if you actually earn money on your cash, well, some people prefer to hold the cash. And I happen to think that even if we do hike rates, when we're going to go back down on an easing cycle before we reach positive real interest rates. But But at the same time, sure, the numbers were a little bit better. That means that maybe the Fed is going to be more hawkish. We also had a hawkish Fed president who's not voting, in fact retiring in a few weeks, come out on CNBC and saying everything looks great. And so with that, the perception is that everything is great in the U.S. and we can start with a rate hiking cycle, and that's a negative for gold.
Axel, recently the gold market continues to be very range-bound, but has seen a bit more volatility, I would say. And that $30 move yesterday is just more mention of that. But do you think that gold has the opportunity or the ability to break out of this range of essentially between 1,200 and 1,300?
If you look at gold over the last 17 months, you say it's been range-bound, but keep in mind that the dollar has been on a tear versus all just about every other currency. Versus the G10 currencies, gold was the best performer. And the dollar was up strong against all the other currencies. Now, on top of that, the dollar had been rising in conjunction with the S&P. Usually, the dollar benefits when there's a quote-unquote flight to quality, when people hide, get out of risky assets. But the dollar has been rising in a risk-friendly environment. And then gold was able to keep up with all of that. Now, at the same time, of course, that begs the question, well, what's going to happen when quote-unquote risk is off, when the market is plunging? Is the dollar really going to be able to hold its gains versus those other currencies? And then if you look at the longer-term correlation of gold to other asset classes, that's very, very low. And so my guess would be that the dollar is not going to be able to hold on its gains, and gold is going to be a good diversifier in that environment. I happen to be quite negative on the equity markets, and I'll be glad to go into those reasons. And so gold will play a diversification role. Now, given this quite stellar rise in the dollar versus those currencies, it's quite remarkable that gold has held up so well. So now the question is gold going to plunge together with all these other currencies, or is the dollar going to correct? And my guess would be the dollar is going to correct versus those currencies, and gold should be doing quite well in that environment.
Let's talk a little bit about the conventional markets. So I know a lot of people, we had Michael Belkin on the show last week, and Michael is very, very negative on the conventional markets. As a matter of fact, his latest article, well, as of last week anyway, his latest article was short the financials, go long gold. I pretty much feel the same way, but I don't think that's going to happen right around the corner. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if there's one thing central banks have achieved throughout the world, is they have made people complacent. They've taken risk out of the market, or perceived risk anyway. People think when they buy junk bonds, everything is going to be safe. Similarly, in the equity markets, the volatility until not long ago has been very, very low. What happens when volatility is too low, it encourages people to jump onto something, to chase yield, to chase performance, not being aware of what the underlying risks are. Now, if we combine that, what we started with, that the Fed might be enticed to raise rates earlier. Well, if the Fed is trying to do an exit, I'm not even saying that they will do a full exit, but at least try to do an exit, that means risk premia have to rise again. Volatility has to come back. And that means asset prices have to reprice lower, at least everything else being equal. And that's one reason why I'm very negative on both stocks and equities. And we've mentioned that gold has been a tad more volatile. Well, that's good. If something is volatile, people are way off the risks. So you're saying, oh, but gold is down $30. So what? Well, that if an investor thinks that way, they're not going to panic because of 30-point move. But I tell you, if the stock market moves 500 points, 600 points lower, I would think that, not in the beginning, everybody will tell you, hey, hold on tight. But I would think that when volatility spikes, people will say, I didn't sign up for that. They're going to be out in a vengeance. Keep in mind that risky assets have performed well, which means the risky portion, equity portion of investors' portfolios has gone up and up and up. And then with tax loss selling, they've probably sold the laggers, which are the defensive assets. And so now you're overwhelmingly biased towards risky assets. Well, if something goes wrong, you're going to scramble and say, well, wait a second. And that can exacerbate the downturn. And I think in the gold market, we've really shaken off the so-called weak hands, because gold had done so poorly 2 years ago. Very few people have jumped on this in this latest upswing. And so similarly, I think that the quote-unquote shakeout, if indeed there is pressure on gold, would be rather limited.
So over the last year, Axel, we have seen gold, for the most part, move sideways, I would say. The U.S. dollar move up. and the conventional markets move up. It sounds like you're thinking we could be in for a bit of a change here. What's going to be that straw that breaks the camel's back and changes the direction of these markets?
Well, anything can happen, and I assure you, with hindsight, the journalists will find a reason. If I look at the correlation, I just mentioned the dollar had been rising on a rising equity market. In fact, the last week or 2 weeks, we have seen correlations change. And when that happens, that means there's something in the air. But what it is, I don't know at this stage. Now, clearly, we can blame Greece, we can blame Ukraine, we can blame bad earnings. With hindsight, we will find a reason. But these markets go up for reasons that sometimes on good news, sometimes on bad news. Markets can go down on good news and bad news. So I wouldn't be so picky in saying it has to be this particular thing, this blow up or this or that. Risk can come back, perception of risk can come back for just about any reason.
Let's talk a little bit about your webinar. Tell us a little bit about when it's going on. Tell us a lot about that and then what you're going to be talking about.
Well, sure. On Thursday, February 26, just after market close, we hold a webinar on how to use gold in an era of financial repression. What does one do when we think, anyway, there's no such thing anymore as a safe asset, meaning cash isn't safe anymore either because real interest rates are negative. And we talk about how one can use gold in a portfolio, how one can use other things in a portfolio potentially as tools. Bernanke always talks about his toolbox. Well, I used to talk about it anyway. We think investors should have the toolbox. How can one use gold as a tool in that sort of toolbox? And so we encourage anybody to participate in that and sign up on our website at merckinvestments.com or through Googling the webinar. You can probably also find it.
Okay. I think the most efficient thing that we can do, Corey, to have listeners avail this particular webinar is, Axel, if you could have someone in your organization send us a direct link to the webinar, okay, and we will post that in various places on our site, because I have to also say I highly endorse what you guys are doing. You know, I have known Axel for a lot of years. Axel is one of the more competent of the advisors out there, and that's almost the understatement of the day. Everything that Axel and Merck Investments do is of the highest quality, and this, I'm sure, will be the exact same situation here. It's very important, Corey, as you and I have stressed, you know, you got to look at every single opinion on various subjects, because that's the only way that you can invest with a certain degree of insurance. No guarantees in any type of investment, but, you know, if you take responsibility for your own investments and if your own decisions are based on serious education, and I would certainly call this webinar to be serious education, you're going to have a lot of insurance going for you that a lot of investors don't have. Axel, thank you.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekly edition, Corey and I and Doc are chatting right now with our good friend Glenn Downs. I want to talk a little bit about the concept here of truth in reporting. And the reason this came to our attention and the reason we're kind of finalizing the show with this particular segment is because true information is incredibly important in decision making, okay? Some of the things, for example, that Brian Williams has said of late really, really lead to all of us believing that we're not getting true reporting from this man. Now, as Tom Brokaw said, he's the face of NBC and he needs to be fired. And I would have to agree with that. Three stories in particular come to mind. The first story is the one that's all over the wire services right now, and that's that he lied about being in the helicopter that was struck by a rocket. Okay. Regardless of what he says, the fact of the matter is the man lied, point number one. Point number two, now they're calling into question some of his reporting that occurred during Katrina, and then there's some other personal issues that they're calling about here that may in fact be false. It's really interesting how we are not getting true reporting, and this is a flagrant example of how this is going on. Glenn, you got any comments on that?
Well, Al, that's exactly right. And you have these bravadic claims that the people like Brian Williams make that you ought to be calling them into question. Anyway, there's some pretty fantastical stories, and it turns out that fellow members of the media didn't fact-check him the way they might fact-check someone with whose political beliefs they disagreed with, for example. So that calls, again, not just that one reporter or that one individual in question, it also calls into question the efficacy of the whole media industrial complex. It's gotten to be very, very concentrated. The major media are owned by six, I think it is, different companies right now, control almost everything. almost everything that we know and we see and we hear that we get through the mainstream media comes through a very concentrated lens. And you see them, they're all reporting on the same thing. And but to me, even more disturbing is the things that they are not reporting on. There are things that, that listeners and contributors to the Corlin Economics Report are well aware of. They're like economic and social elephants in the room. You know, the time bomb's ticking, about to go off, and you can watch NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, et cetera, and they're not mentioned. They're just simply not mentioned. So I've long ago gave up on having giving much credibility to the mainstream media. This just validates my instinct right now anyway.
Well, and Glenn, I think the biggest problem with the mainstream media is something that you said, is that essentially every main network that is put in front of us is controlled by essentially six different corporations, and all these corporations definitely have political motivations, many of which are aligned with each other because they have either made so big of contributions or have this inside scope that other people don't have. And that is why I think a lot of these different media outlets only report certain stories, whether it is because they're getting forced to from outside influences or whether it's from a top-down aspect. But the only problem is, I don't know how we can change this other than using the internet to find different sites that maybe tell a different story. But then even there, the internet isn't the most reliable form of news, simply because anybody out there can post a story, and that doesn't make them as honest or as dishonest as anybody else out there in the mainstream media.
Well, people have to learn discernment. Maybe discernment's a gift, and you have it or you don't, but you're going to have to, you know, get discernment, check things from multiple sources and the like, to be able to sift through and find these nuggets that are not reported by the mainstream media or are misreported by the mainstream media. And, you know, my personal view is that there's a large part of the population that doesn't want to know certain things. And maybe a little bit controversial, but there's the old saying that there are three kinds of people in the world. There are those who see, there are those who see when they are shown, and there are those who will never see. And so, you know, the presupposition for a lot of us that come to, let's say, the KER is that, hey, we're all here with each other and listening to each other as a means of trying to really dig down below the surface and get behind the curtain and find out what's really going on so that we can take action to hopefully make our society better, but equally important and maybe more important to make sure we personally can protect ourselves and our families economically and in terms of safety and everything. The typical Corlin Economic Report participant is just atypical of society at large. Most people don't want to know, and you can tell them things that are not really even your opinion. This is a historical fact, and I can show you why it's a historical fact, and they're still not persuaded because they don't want to be persuaded. So it's just the signs of the times we're in, I guess.
Well, let's go back a few years just for the fun of it. Let's go back to January of 2011, and this is from the Congressional Record. This is something that came directly out of the House of Representatives from our friend, former Congressman Ron Paul. He brought this up, and this is, as I said, this is not an opinion. This is part of the Congressional Record, okay? A State Department cable, according to Congressman, former Congressman Paul, a State Department cable recently published by WikiLeaks confirmed that the U.S. Ambassador April Glaspie, and she was the ambassador to Iraq, did indeed have a conversation with Saddam Hussein 1 week prior to Iraq's August 1st, 1990 invasion of Kuwait. Amazingly, the cable released cable was entitled Saddam's Message of Friendship to President Bush. In it, Ambassador Glaspie affirmed to Saddam that the president had instructed her to broaden and deepen our relationship with Iraq. As Saddam Hussein outlined, Iraq's ongoing border dispute with Kuwait Ambassador Glaspie was quite clear that we took no position on these Arab affairs. It's not what I read about. That's not what I heard. How about you, Glenn?
That's a perfect example, Big Al. Very shortly, perhaps as soon as next week, Barack Obama is going to come to Congress asking for authorization of use of force against ISIS. Here we are in the year 2015, and we're getting ready to go to war again at an elevated level, at least, from where we are now, back in the Middle East again. And he'll probably get this authorization of force. Well, where did ISIS come from? Well, Saddam Hussein hadn't been deposed. ISIS wouldn't be running around in Iraq. You know, for good or for ill, he was one of these strong men that tamped down all these various ethnic and religious minorities over there. So we have the true story about how it was we came to have this whole ISIS situation begins at least as far back as the situation you're describing, where the United States ambassador told Saddam Hussein, signaled to him strongly, that if there was a border dispute that was fought out between he and Kuwait back 25 years ago, then the United States wouldn't have a dog in that fight. That helped and sent Saddam Hussein to invade Kuwait. Then, which starts Gulf War I, and then we have Gulf War II. We spent about $2 trillion to turn Iraq into Iran. Now ISIS has overrun it. The true story of how this whole thing kind of got spawned just doesn't get reported upon. Yet the same crowd, the same intellectual crowd, and in some cases these same exact individuals in the so-called deep state, the State Department, and elsewhere, who were making these calls, these bad calls all along the way, are the same people in charge right now and taking us on a march yet again back into the Middle East. It's very frustrating. And of course, you won't read anything about this on ABC or see anything about it on ABC, CBS, NBC, read about it in the New York Times, Washington Post. It just doesn't get reported on.
Unfortunately, that is just the fact of the matter here, Glenn, but that's why we're here. That's why the Coiland Economics tries to report on pretty much everything that we see that we find noteworthy and that catches our eyes. We had a great time putting together the show this week. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to it. Glenn, always appreciate your time. Al and myself will be back with another weekend edition next week.
The Coiland Economics Report is produced for A.B. Coiland and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Coiland, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Coiland Economics Report.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.